Hello, pals o' mine. So I'm driving and I'm singing along with the radio. Pour some sugar on me. And after stopping at a light, I turn my head to the right. At the same time, that driver turns his head towards me. And we realize we were both belting out the same song. We both just started cracking up and continued virtually karaoke singing until the light turned green. I love it when that happens. Crazy weather all around. Here, we really need some rain. It is so dry here in Northern California.
How dry is it?
It is so dry. An ancient civilization has been uncovered due to the receding water of Folsom Lake. Okay, maybe not an ancient civilization, but a town. The remnants of a gold rush town have been uncovered, and folk have been busy out there searching for artifacts. It's illegal to take any, but they're having fun scrounging around. There have even been a few gold panners. The town was flooded back in 1955 when Folsom Dam was built. You can see the street and building foundations. It's a little creepy, actually. I saw this photo, an aerial photo that a friend posted on Facebook that gives you a visual of how bad it is. The lake now looks like a jaggedy horseshoe. It's pretty bad. Hit record on TV with Joseph Gordon-Levitt. Have you seen that? Oh, God, I love it. It's wondrous and lovely, and I've become an ardent fan on just the first show. That's Hit Record on TV, in case you missed it. Look for it. Be a clown, all the world loves a clown. Not everybody. Some kids and even adults find them a little creepy. Of course, Stephen King's clown in It certainly didn't help. In fact, some people suffer from coulrophobia, the fear of clowns. I read somewhere that Johnny Depp is afraid of clowns. If that's true, that is seriously ironic. Personally, I have happy childhood memories of clowns. My earliest is Bozo the Clown. I'd watch him every weekend on TV. And I remember going to the circus where 20 clowns, it seemed like, would climb out of a small car. That always fascinated me. Remember that scene in Modern Family when Mitchell shoots up in bed and he's screaming because he's turned over to see a clown, Cameron, lying next to him? Oh, hysterical. I sleep clown. How do those people consistently write such funny shows? Anyway, I sat down with an actual clown, Linda Wood of Clown Alley Inc., and discussed all things clown. So it must be kind of hot wearing those wigs all the time, I would imagine.
Yes, it is, because you know when you sweat and you perspire after working or walking for a distance, our heat goes out at the top of our head, so it gets very hot under those wigs. Yeah, and some of us try to wear a skull cap that soaks up the perspiration up there, but it sometimes will drip down into your face, and your makeup is so good that it won't run away. It's the runoff on your face. So
today's makeup technology, makeup technology.
Oh, it's wonderful. You put it on, go swimming, and it won't come off until you actually use an oil to remove the grease paint.
Now, I understand there's different types of clowns that wear different kinds of makeup.
Yeah, there's three types. There's the hobo, okay. It's a sad face clown. Then there's the auguste, which is a foundation of the face. It's just highlights your lips, your nose, your eyebrows, your cheeks, and it's a beige. And then there's the other clown, who is the white face, and he is the number one on the totem pole. And if there's any pranks to be played, the white face puts it off onto the auguste. So we're the ones that get the blunt of the jokes, like the pie in the face.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Yeah, so.
You're the clown straight man?
Yeah, we're the clown straight man if we're auguste. And
what are the different ages that you've seen?
Our alley has about from maybe, I would say, 8 years old to 80.
8, and what is the 8-year-old's character?
Oh, we have a young man in our alley. His name is Wowie. He is I think he's 9, 10 now, and he has grown. He started out when he was 3, actually.
Oh.
And so he's been to a lot of clown conventions and has performed and learned a lot.
Is that because mom, dad, who's the family?
Yeah, mom, dad.
Oh, both of them, okay.
They're just 100% behind him doing this for a living.
Well, I mean, they aren't clowns themselves. He just was interested, and so they're just supporting him. Okay.
Yeah, they're a great support. And then he's got a younger brother who is following in his footsteps, too. And yeah,
you got to do what brother does, right?
Yeah, and he gets a little rowdy sometimes, so we have to calm him down. He's like 2 or 3 years old. And he wants to be center of attention.
Well, of course.
Yeah.
Especially if you've got an older sibling who's used to getting the...
Yes, yeah, all the attention.
Different kind of competition.
Yes, he's wonderful. He's a lot of fun. He might be in the St. Patrick's Parade with us in March, downtown Old Sac.
So what different events do clowns across the country or globally, I guess?
Oh, we...
Besides circuses, what else do you...
We're all over the United States. There's even clowns for humanity kind of things, doing work overseas and bringing communities together and trying to educate via other things. I'm trying to think of what clown schools.
And so it's clown schools, then formal clown education?
Right.
Certifications? Right. Do you get a little certificate or... Do you have to color it in yourself? Or
I wish we did.
How does that work? What does a clown certificate look like?
Yeah, it looks like a certificate of appreciation. And actually, I do them for our Clown Alley for participants at the end of the year in December. We have a Christmas dinner and installation of new officers. And then I present out a whole bunch of certificates from one person doing one event to one person doing maybe 17 events for that year. But I don't care personally of how many events they do. I love giving them a certificate of appreciation for just being in the alley and being there. The other night, Homo Bob said, I'm getting a certificate for what? I said, you were there for Clown for a Day, and you're our membership person, and you take care of our properties, you know, our props and all that. He has them in a little shed on his property.
Yeah. Some has to be keeper of the props.
Oh, my gosh, yes. I know.
They probably add up quite a bit, too, I'd imagine.
Yes, once a year we go through them to renew them and bring them up to date. I mean, because there's some in there from 1973 when the club started, and the cardboards are sort of falling apart, you know, and so we have to paint that prop, put it back together. And
do you ever donate costume pieces or props to, like, say, maybe children's homes or somewhere that might have fun dressing up?
We have a Clown for a Day event, so if somebody is tossing aside their costume, they'll put it into that event, and then when the children come to that event, they'll get those props and use those clown outfits and props that we no longer have. We've grown out of them or gotten too small.
Yeah, literally grown out of them. Yeah.
Yes, literally grown out of our costumes, and so we donate them to our Clown for a Day.
What's kind of the craziest clown that you've seen?
Craziest or
somebody who really, really went out there, whatever there may be, but went above and beyond.
Wow. In our alley or in...
Anywhere that you've seen.
That I personally... Oh, I was at Ringling Brothers Circus, and I play the accordion, and I was blown away. There was a woman, she was Japanese, and she was a clown, and she was in her kimono, and she was playing a red accordion, and I walked up to her and introduced myself to her from the Clown Alley, and that's before the events start. We get to go down into the circle as clowns
social.
And socialize with the clowns, and so I walked up to her and I said, oh my gosh, I thought I was the only one that played the accordion, and I've met quite a few clowns who play the accordion.
Nice.
But I do it all the time when I'm clowning as a walk around, or if the parade's too long, I won't carry it.
No, that would...
No, that's too heavy.
That's dedication.
Yeah, that's too heavy.
Now, what do you say to these people that are afraid of clowns, that have a...
We just look the other way and walk away from them, because you can see when they turn away from you and they hide their eyes.
Mm.
So we never approach people, and we always let them come to us, and that's the same about little children. We don't touch the children. We just walk up to them. If the parent says he's not afraid or it's okay, we'll go up and I'll squat down and let the little ones push the keys on my accordion. And then I got to have mom or dad help me get back up because my legs are, you know, getting up there.
Not what they used to be, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not as young as I used to be.
That's not part of the act. They really are hard to get back up again.
I said, if I get down there, would you help me back up? And he says, sure. So thank you.
Do you ever carry any little clown devices or props with you for emergencies when a clown is needed on the spot?
Yes, some of us carry, I have it's a piece of board with a quarter glued on it, and it's like a clothespin. And I have this saying, does anybody want a quarter pounder? I say, you want my quarter pounder? And yeah, we have these little things stuck in our pocket for last minute contraptions. And then during the Christmas holiday, I had a singing musical, a dog. And I said, I taught this dog to sing this Christmas song. And then, you know, you push that press and play. And the kids are just blown away. And one little kid thought I was giving it to him. And it was hard to walk away because I said, oh, no, honey, this little dog is for me. I have to take it to Santa. And I got out of it. So he didn't cry or anything. But he was reaching for it like he wanted to, you know, I let him hold it, but he wanted to keep it. And it's so hard. And we give out stickers, smile stickers, or You've Met a Clown sticker. We love giving out stickers. We don't do candy and stuff like that because the sugar diabetes, you know, and you never know who's allergic to candy and stuff. So we give out stickers. And one time my friend Densmore was in a restaurant, and she says, oh boy, I brought my stickers, they're in my pocket. And this little kid in the back was sitting with his parents, and he, hi, you know, waving. So she went over and gave him a sticker and said we were eating lunch after a parade, and clowns have to eat too, you know, so we have to be very polite in public, you know, and we have a blast. So we let our hair down as we're sitting there eating lunch together, you know, everybody's watching.
You could have a lot of fun with that.
Oh, yeah, spinach hanging out your mouth there. Oh dear.
Well, it's part of your part of the gig.
Part of the gig.
Yeah, part of your bit. You meant to do that. Yep. You meant to have the spinach hanging between your teeth.
Yep. It's fun.
Are there formal schools, you know, that if somebody wanted to formally or...
Yeah, there's a lot of clown conventions throughout the United States, and there's one in Illinois this coming up year of 2014, and we have Clown for a Day event coming up. I don't know when we're going to have it, but it'll be on our Facebook page to let people know that they can come and experience what it's like to become a clown. And then we have conferences and conventions to go to learn more skills or make our skills better. And there's competition for us, too. We have to compete against other professional clowns, and that's scary because you've got some clowns up there that are so wonderful. I mean, they're amazing.
Well, like what? What?
They can juggle and be on a unicycle at the same time, you know. And I can't even walk across the street without falling down sometimes, maybe. No, but that was part of the act, you know, you're falling, they're tripping on the road.
Well, especially if you're carrying an accordion. You've got to balance the factor.
Yes, you do.
Any other international besides the Japanese woman that you've...
There's been a lot of clown workshops and conventions in other countries, like...
But have you personally, though? Who have you met before?
Have I personally met? Only the gals and guys at Ringling Brothers. One of our friends met Emmett Kelly's daughter in Ontario, California. She went down there last year for a week-long conference workshop, and she got to meet his daughter, Emmett Kelly. And the convention workshop was put on in honor of Emmett Kelly. And so they presented her with a picture or something of the clowns, and that was
so. Does his daughter help promote clowndom, or was it just a specific event for Mr. Kelly?
It was a special event for Emma Kelly. It was sort of like the theme of this conference because they have one every year, so each year it's a different theme. So this year it was Emmett Kelly, and I don't know what 2014 will come up with, but we have a magazine that's World Clowning Association, WCA, and in there they list a lot of events that are coming up. And I put that in our newsletter that I put out for Clown Alley.
Of course, you know, this is going out to the world, so, you know, trying to cover all bases here.
Yeah, if you just go on the website, I guess, in any part of the place that you live, you can find a Clown Alley. San Diego has, I know there's one in Seattle, there's one in Hawaii.
Now, where do you perform parades, of course, but what other type of events have you participated in?
The Komen Breast Cancer.
Walk for the Cure?
Walk for the Cure. I've stood on the sidelines, played my accordion for the participants, and they applaud me as they go by, and I just think it's tremendous. And then I do March of Dimes down at the state capitol, same thing, walk around, play my accordion. And then my partner, Pooh, or Checkers, whatever character she is at that time, she makes a balloon. She twists balloon animals for the kids and
I just saw a balloon. This man was pushing a shopping cart, a homeless gentleman, or appeared to be, and it was an octopus balloon animal. Pretty
wow.
Big one.
Oh, my.
I did a double take on that one.
Yeah.
I wanted to pull over and ask him where he got it.
They make aliens. The balloon twisting has come so far that at the conferences and conventions, they have an area of just balloon twisting where you can compete, and they do sculptures that would just knock your shoes off. I can't believe it. And I'm afraid of balloons. I won't do balloon twisting.
You're afraid of them?
I'm afraid they'll pop, you know.
So you have a balloon phobia?
I have a balloon phobia. Isn't that awful? And then I thought, you know, gee, it'd be neat if my accordion could pump one up while I was playing, but it would probably pop. And
at some point, yeah.
Yeah. But no, I don't like balloons. I mean, I like them, but as far as I can blow them up is a sword for my friend, and then she'll twist it into an animal.
She'll take it from there?
Yeah. And then that's far enough.
Okay. A tag team balloon animal.
Yes, we do that for the Race of the Arts down at William Land Park once a year. They have that program where it's a race, and the competitors in the run-walk thing for Race for the Arts, they come through, and we have a booth, and there's a lot of vendors there that are nonprofit organizations, and they can donate their entry fee towards one of their clubs that they like. And that's how we sometimes raise money, and we do balloon twisting for them down there at William Land Park.
And is anybody, any clowns you know, have you heard of any that maybe go into homes, maybe senior centers or something of that nature?
I do, too. I go to senior centers, and one of our caring clowns, Densmore, she's our favorite, and she used to work with three other clowns who have retired because of age and health reasons. And then Bumbles, he passed away with Parkinson's, but he used to be the caring clown at Kaiser off of Morris Avenue, and he was well known over there. And then we have Shirley and Ray Elves, a husband and wife team. They were Sunny and Purple Rose, and the three of them and Densmore would go into nursing homes and do Parkinson and Alzheimer's and all kinds of programs like that. And now we're only down to one caring clown, and that's Densmore. Mm. And she works with the special mentally disabled adults in the South area and Sacramento area for McDonald's. He has a camp, summer camp up in Susanville. And so she goes there for about a week or 2 weeks. And she stays a week in character. And I said, do you sleep with it on too? And she goes, no. But that's the longest time you've ever had to wear makeup is a whole week. Yeah. It's hard to take that makeup off, I tell you. I mean, once you get it off, you don't want to... Well, actually, when you have it on, it feels good. And you take it off, it's like a facial. But it's...
Well, how long for you does it take the process of getting all your makeup on? And
it takes about an hour to put your makeup on. Because if an eye doesn't turn out... You know, some days you can get your eyebrows just perfect. Some days it won't work. Your right and your left look like you were on an airplane, you know, like that commercial where the woman's putting her lipstick on and she got it all over her face. I just love that commercial. But it takes about an hour to put your makeup on and then your costume and ties it all together once you get your wig on. Because it's hard to look there in the mirror and say, gee, what am I doing? I'm putting this face on. What, you know, and then I put the wig on and I go, oh, okay, it's all together now. It looks good. Because you just, sometimes it's hard to tell if it's going to be just right.
Well, I've seen interviews of actors and actresses who say that once they're dressed for the part, then they can immediately be in it.
That's true. Yeah. Yeah. And once I get in the car, Melody's alive because everybody's waving at you. And I just wave back. And thank goodness I have a little sign on my door, a magnetic sign that says musical clown. I used to have patches on it, but I took that off because in 2005, patches turned into Melody, a character clown, among the clowns that there are. And my hat has a musical note on it, and my skirt has musical notes on it, so I'm all tied in as a musical. And then my puppet is Rhythm. I have a hand puppet, and it's just the white glove, and it's got two eyes on it and lips, and the eyes are the ones that move around, and the kids actually pay attention to that hand, and I do a little show saying, are we going to practice today? And Rhythm says no, and I go, why not? And then Rhythm will say, yes, we're going to practice, and I said, with a little cooperation, Melody and Rhythm can make some music for you. And so the children sit there, you know, and they go, wow. And when I start playing the accordion, they just go, how do you do that? You got your left hand going, you got your right hand going, and then you got the, what's that in the middle? I said, bellows. And that's where the air comes. It's like a harmonica where you blow into it and there's reeds. Oh. And my dream is to make a clear plastic accordion so the kids could see all the operating features.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that dream was squashed. It's about $2,000 to...
Ouch.
Yeah, maybe $2,000, $3,000 to get one made of clear plastic.
Mm.
So I got a little tiny toy one that is plastic, and I got it at the Wishing Well. I just walked in, and one day I saw this thing on the counter, and I go, oh, I'm getting that. And it's a teaching instrument. It can show the kids how the valves open up and close down, and when you pump the air through. And so I used that. And I used to do special ed shows. And one time I took a bunch of kids, I took some volunteers out of the audience, and they're all special needs children with different handicaps. And I sat them on a chair, and at that time I had 7 accordions, so I had 7 little volunteers. Mm-hmm. And I placed an accordion on each of their laps.
Nice.
And then I pretended that we were an orchestra, and I started playing, and there was no noise coming out. And then I had the person who was doing the joke with me say, well, what are they playing? And I said, Sounds of Silence. But the kids loved it because they got up on a chair and got to sit in front of their friends, you know, and hold a big accordion. And
cute.
It was fun. It was fun.
So what do you say about these people that are now older and afraid of them and are freaked out? And
I wish Stephen King would come out with a movie that would say, clowns are good. They're not really bad. Yeah, I think it has really... And I saw a picture of him the other day. I was starting to do some research on why is there a clownophobia out there, and there is. They are. He was awful looking.
Pretty bad.
It was pretty awful dark looking. Yes, very dark. And that's why I quit doing whiteface, because as you get older, you get more wrinkles, and whiteface, if you don't do it properly and powder yourself properly, can look freaky. So I said, oh, I'm becoming a goose now, or I'm just beige, you know, and have the nice soft skin, and then they just highlight my cheeks and my eyebrow and nose, and then I put glitter and it softens it. And the kids love, you know, they're not afraid of me yet.
Well, maybe if somebody saw how it all, like if you stood in front of somebody maybe.
Yes.
And started from scratch, and if someone saw how you're putting it all together.
I did that once for a
Oh, you did?
Preschool.
Okay.
One of my friends at work said, hey, my little child's turning 3. Would you come to our preschool? And I said, better yet, can I dress in front of them? She goes, what a fantastic idea. So they put the kids up on a hillside type thing at the park, and I was down, and I had the foundation already on my face, so all I had to do was highlight my the tip of my nose and my eyebrows and color in my cheeks and my lip. And then I put on I had tights on and a leotard outfit. And so then I put on my jumpsuit, and I put on my wig and my cowboy hat at that time, and my shoes. And this little kid just started laughing so loud in the background. I said, I wish I could have recorded his voice. And the gal told me that the next day at work too. Oh my God, you just tickled that little kid's funny bone. He just laughed so hard. He was so cute. And they just loved it. They loved seeing me change from person to a clown, and then they weren't afraid.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was nice. I tried it before, too. I've done it two or three times for small, young classrooms.
Well, I like the idea of going into senior citizens, senior centers, and those that are challenged for whatever reason, physically or mentally. And mm-hmm. How would somebody who would like to do that as a volunteer, how would they go about that?
I think you would just, I've gone to, like, let's say Carlton Plaza, and I've gone to their activities director, and I've said, can I play my accordion for you folks at dinner time or lunch time? And next thing you know, we're doing a show for Carlton Plaza over there off of Fulton
But
Avenue.
You mentioned you're in clown outfit, not just playing the accordion.
Yeah, I said, can a group of us clowns come in, and then can I perform? And I just go see the activity director of each of those nursing homes.
They probably appreciate filling up their calendar so they don't have to do it.
They do. And those folks, they really need outside people coming in and volunteering.
Have you heard back from the families of some of those residents?
No. I've personally heard from a nurse when I was in a nursing home one time. My God, she hasn't smiled in years.
Mm.
And then sometimes they open up to you because you're a fantasy. You're inanimate.
You're not reality. You're
not reality.
Fictional character.
Yeah, and this just, it's heartwarming and sometimes I cry after I leave a place like that because I have touched so many souls and I can't believe it. I walk out and I cry and I say, oh, I'm going to miss those folks. They're wonderful people, you know. And I just, I'm supposed to be a happy clown and I come out crying.
Yeah, but that's warmth. That's not.
Yeah.
So how many years have you been clowning now?
About 17.
It's quite a while.
Yeah, started in 96 in our Clown Alley's been around since 1973, and I found them from a friend at where I used to work at the County Office of Education, and she said, did you know there's a Clown Alley in Sacramento? And I said, no. She goes, well, here's a phone number for you. And I said, well, thank you so much. And I went to one of their workshops, and I actually dressed up like the clown I was in 86. For backyard, I started out doing playing the accordion as Patches, the musical clown for foster families, and played their birthday parties. So I would play, and we'd play musical chairs, and I'd play the music, and they'd run around the chairs, and then they'd have their cake, and then we'd sing Happy Birthday, and then I would leave, and it was all volunteer, and maybe I'd get a tip, you know, and I was there mainly for the heart, not for the pocketbook.
The joy of it.
The joy of it, yes.
I was thinking a fun business card for you would be a balloon, like a flat balloon, like you handed him out, but then I realized who I was talking to. Maybe not so much.
Yeah. And sometimes you can't. Balloons are pretty dangerous, so we don't.
With little ones, of course, yeah. But I was thinking with adults and those that are having activities in different senior centers, they might get a kick out of it.
I give out a plain black and white one and let the kids color it. I say, here's a business card.
There you
it's
go.
On recycling paper, and I say, you can color this, okay, and they run away with it, you know, not knowing that my phone number's on there, so go ahead if they ever need me.
See, that's being creative, which is a requirement for a clown.
Yes, it is, being creative, because you don't know whatever's going to happen. Sometimes you might forget what you were supposed to be doing. One time I walked into a friend's house, and I did this on purpose, but it was her birthday. And the little girls, they were twins. And I walked in, and I was wearing my Easter ears. And I walked up, and I said, hi, Kim. I'm here for your daughter's Easter egg hunt. And the little girls were standing there, and their mouths just dropped. And they go, but it's our birthday, Mom. And I go, uh-oh, what did I do? Oh, my goodness, I wore the wrong hat. So then I got into my prop bag, and I brought out the birthday hat and put it on. But though I didn't know I was going to shock them, I was trying to be funny, you know, and they really took me seriously. Like, she's here for Easter egg hunt. It's our birthday, Mom.
You can't mess with a kid's birthday.
No.
They don't get the joke as much.
And I thought that was ad-lib, too. I just thought I would pull it, and it worked. But I didn't mean to make kids upset, but...
I'm a clown, so you don't expect the right person to come in the door.
Yes, believe nothing first with a clown. Yeah. Well, so to all you class clowns out there, if you want to take it a step further, check out Clown Alley Inc. or the, what was the national organization again?
WCA.
WCA.
World Clown Association.
Yeah. There you go.
Go on the internet and you can check it out.
Beep, beep, honk, honk.
If you might like to clown around or maybe even know a retiree who might enjoy it for volunteer efforts, there are a few events around the country you might want to check out. In Mystic, Connecticut, on January 22nd to the 26th, there is the Clown Jamboree. The ISCA Midwinter Convention will be held in Fairview Heights in Illinois on February 19th to the 22nd. And Clown Vegas is at the Riviera Hotel, March 25th to the 29th. So she spoke about accordion is her favorite tool of the trade, clown trade. And I was looking up on the origination of accordions, and apparently nobody can agree where they originated. And even the infamous Celtic bagpipes are seen in ancient Egyptian renderings. There have been a creative variety of musical instrument inventions over the centuries, and new ones continue to arrive every year. In fact, the annual Margaret Guthman Musical Instrument Competition encourages this creativity. They search for the best new ideas in musical instrument design, engineering, and performance. Held at the Georgia Institute of Technology, the 2014 semifinals will be held February 20th to the 21st, where the entries comprise of 23 inventors, composers, and designers representing 14 nations. A few instrument names are Spring Spire, Powderbox, Speaking in Tongues, and Tree Guitar. Check out the performance videos and see if any pique your interest. It's Guthman, Guthman /2014-semi-finalists. Do kids still play recorders in grade school? Do something different this week. Rent a Marx Brothers movie. The password is Swordfish.